Gemara daf mesach the bamitzi daf kuf zayin begin menal begin test mouth begin the gemara haiman the boy tis for ar. If someone wants that his land should be fallow, so pishbuk and Rashi explains should tiskalka sedeu. If he wants it to get ruined, then he should go ahead and switch off the planting. So it says of course that's difficult because the adraba to the contrary kachir regilish of the adam. That's actually the norm of how people that usually work the land should zayim shan lechidin that they plant 1 year wheat bishan the sarin and 1 year barley. Actually, when they plant 2 years of wheat, retuf, and consecutively, so iron or barley, actually, miskal is actually that's when it gets ruined. Also, something from the Gemara at the end of Perikhas Batim, Babas, Amabez, can be Echelema Achel Chitin. When one says, I ate wheat, Echelema Achel Sarin, and that he ate barley, because Bishop Ben Shmuel has something like Rasbam explains over there that he asked farmers, and actually it's that it's better when you switch off. So lekachi yeshleim, rather, it says there's a different shot. That the haiman the boy, that what the Gemara means to say, that if someone wants to say deyu chashuva, actually wants his field to be significant. Ki'ilu nichashanachas bura, as if he left 1 year fallow, because actually leaving a fallow actually makes it better. It doesn't wear out the soil. Ken derech lezera, shana, because actually that's a norm that you plant for 1 year, like vira shana, then you leave it fallow for 1 year, get ishdach selekecha. So that it should actually go back to its potency. Rather than getting weakened by planting 1 year wheat and 1 year barley, or let them switch off and not do the same thing 2 years in a row, and actually making it better. Says it's forbidden. And when he says to plant the wheat, that shall use the sarim, not to plant the barley. Why? Says explains the shetasik. Because maybe last year you actually planted the barley, and if you do barley now, that's what he's telling you to do wheat to switch off to make it better. Because if you did the same one, then it's going to get ruined. Now be karbatoni, but that's what the Gemara says that if he plowed and that he repeated, then less lamba. Then we're not concerned. Shomla yeser mishomlil derim mishomlil will not say it's forbidden because. That's not consecutive because of what you did in between. Next test must begin with Gemara. Ani Tachli. This crest, the bay kisna by the flax. In bim shum gezel, there's no problem of theft. Now, Tosis wonders is why do you need this teaching? Isn't this in the general halacha? Avgav sheisna Yeshua. Even though Yeshua already instituted shemalakten asabim b'chamakum that they should be allowed to gather grass, like herbs that grow in any place. Kedam b'sei pekmir, like the Gemara says in Babakam the Peyavim and Alav. So it says, also married by Sabim, they're talking about herbs, shein rum la odom, it's not fit for human consumption, ill behem only for animals. That's permitted everywhere. Chemashma, that's how it sounds like also when Lenok and Yerokets, it doesn't say over there the terminology vegetables. I'm talking about Kress, shein Michael odom, which is a fit for human consumption. Also, that's forbidden. Elam Kane, who, so the person only, it's like our Gemara says, only if it's by a field of flax, then it's permitted, because it's actually saving the guy. Next, this must become Timora. Ilan ha'imid al meitzer. They have a tree by the boundary. So there's a picture contrast. Rashi's interpretation in the Mirshav is not settled. Shapirish, where he explains Ilan shenatua bekarka that it's a tree that's planted in the ground samach lemeitzer near the boundary of Pashurashim leit mishal chaveray and the roots go into his friend's field. And so this it doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Ilan near lefarish rather it seems to explain she Ilan ha'imid mamish al meitzer. That the tree stands literally on the boundary shushal name of both of them. No, it's not true. The roots do not go into one person's property more than the other one. Ah, however, but rather the branches are going more into one's property than the other one. Rav says, so the way Taisa explains it, what's tilted over here goes over here. That is, kivin shoshudashim shavim bishalzeh, kamay bishalzeh, since the roots are equal one as the other one, so as lina basar anafim, we go based on the branches, mashiyesh min anafim kenegad ameitzer, what you have from this person's branches, opposite the boundary, chalkim, by the boundary you divide, vashar, the rest, lushoshanaitin, to the property that it's tilted into, hava hakol shalai, so that's what we say, that naitin, that's why we say that Hanit Lekan, what's tilted into this one, belongs over here. Whereas Shmuel Amar, he says, no, Chol can we divide it. As Lina Basa Shadashim, because you go based on the roots. Shim Shavim, which they are equal. They can be equal for the regarding the branches. Now, Abalin to a kol b'shus echad, but let's say it's all planted in one domain. But nothing like the b'shus chaver and the branches are tilting into the other one's property. So then b'zem aviyichin and b'seif perak liach. When this word Tosis proves not like Rashi from the Gemara Bavasta b'chabzayin obeys, that maybe because that the person who, if it's all the roots are planted in his domain, even if the branches are on the other person's property, he could bring b'kurim and he could even recite the parasha. That it's Haladimash and Nasatli. Shabbanas came Nechli Yeshua's art. It was with this intention that Yeshua bequeathed the land of Eretzol to the Jewish people. Shakala Nof Mihail Balashurashim, that all the branches belong to the one who has the roots in his property. Bahom Maidinam, Rabbi Shmuel, Lishmaitin, and actually Rabbi Shmuel both agree in that case that of course it would go to the Balashurashim. Now, Parch the Gemara asks, Ilan Ha'imid Alameitzer Cholkim, you see that a tree that's on the boundary, you divide it. Seems not like Rashi. Not like Rav. Mashandig more answer, but Malikala Meitzer. We're talking about where it fills up the whole boundary. Kamoish Hashurashim, Hein Kulon Ala Meitzer, just like the roots are all on the boundary. Kachim Anofim, so too are the branches. But Talitun Ilchad Gisa, where the branches are tilted to one side. The Kamar, Lish Anofim Oivim HaMeitzer, it's not that the branches are really passing over the boundary. Elishesh Peres, Litzad Echad Yoisim, Litzad Chaveirai. Just you have some fruits that are on one side more than the other one. Now, what would you say? Nefligla orkoi shal meitzer, that you divide according to the length of the boundary. That's the chiddush, the chalkim l'rach, shal meitzer, we divide it along the width of the boundary, and that we divide equally. Now, so it says, b'shila b'ayz v'aliyah, at the end of the paragraph, b'ayz v'aliyah, later on, of course, Yud Chesem Abayz, towards the end of the Masechta, says, now we learn the Mishnah, shtei gina zu l'mal mizu. So he's asking a question on Rav. That, if you have two gardens, one higher than the other one, the yerek bein time, and you have vegetables growing in that wall of earth between them, so hashirashim, the roots, the kuli alma hem shaleli, everyone agrees that they belong to the upper field. The fishim yankim migidase, because they're nurturing from his garden. Abla naif, but the branches shub aver hatachim, which is in the earth space of the bottom one, the bihuda hu shatachim, the bihuda belongs to the lower field, the may have the shaleli, and the may belongs to the upper one. Because he says, "Should the knife of basikar?" You say that the branches go based on the roots. Now, v'hasam pasik Reb Shimon. Did the Gemara rules there like Reb Shimon? That he says depends. Kol sheyachal elin lepshad yodibalito, whatever the person on the top could stretch out his hands and to take, had elu shalei that belongs to him. Which behind the Karmei, that's essentially like Reb Meir, which says that that it belongs to the elyon. Could you say, "Should the knife of basikar?" And the rest, Mr. Mefkalatach, then we presume he was really declared onless to the bottom one. So it says about it, it seems to be not like Rav. So it says of an ear, it seems no, the fill of Rav, even for Rav, the less lehocha, that he does not see over here, so the Nefibasikari, that we say the branches go based on the roots. So if a Shabbat Kremay, he could hold like Remeir. Why? The keeping the Hassam called Shajma Kulim Shal Elyon. Since they're all the roots entirely, are all in the upper field, so didn't know the Mamers, so that makes sense to say, so the Nefibasikari. That yeah, you'd say the branches go after the roots. Like Rabbi Yechon says, as we quoted before, at the end of Pegliach. Now, or Shmuel, on the other hand, that he says, Hacha over here, Chalk, and then you divide it. He could technically hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that yeah, you don't say the branches go after the roots. Why? That's first of all with him. Because the norm is that the guy would fill up his garden with earth, should be equal to his friend's field. And they didn't. And again, that's why Yehuda would hold over there, that that you don't say that the knife busts your car because it's in his ear space. But moreover, the ink and the knife pushes the elyon, it's not, you don't have any of the branches really in the upper one's domain at all. The moment it's coming out of the ground, since it's on the bottom are coming out, Hubershus Adachin, automatically in the low one's domain. So that's why Rebbe Yehuda says over there that it belongs to the bottom one. Abishmaitin, but in our sugya, Reiv Hanayiv, Alameitzer, really most of the branches are equally on the boundary. Rakmatman Anafim, Neim Lekan Lekan, it's just that a little bit of the branches are tilted here and here, Chutzal Reiv Hanayiv, beyond the boundary of the Meitzer, a little bit to one side. And therefore, it could be Rebbe Yehuda, they would agree to the halacha of Shmuel. And that we would say, actually, that the knife would be Basi Ikari.